Good morning. How are we doing this morning? Huh? All right, listen. Because of that meteor strike last night, I got to get started. We got a lot to cover today, so I'm going to get started. You know, one of the things that I learned is that don't penalize the people that are on time, right? Okay, if you have a meeting, don't start late because somebody's late. You start the meeting, right? Don't penalize the people that are on time. This is a little extra tip for those of you that are sitting in your chair, right? Because this is what's going to happen. Everybody's going to learn that the meeting's going to start late, and I might as well just show up late, and then everybody shows up late, okay? So give them a hard time when they sit down next to you after a while, all right? Okay, so we have learned so far that System 1 is phenomenal leadership systems, right? Everything rises and falls on leadership. What's the second system? Marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. And then phenomenal sales systems is everything you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Operations is everything you do to serve your clients, patients, members, or guests. And now we come to administration. I have a question for you. How many of you would like to make more money in your business? Okay, why would you like to make more money in your business?
So I can go on vacation tomorrow.
So you can go on vacation tomorrow. I love it. Okay. Somebody else, what's the reason you want to make money?
Travel.
Travel, okay. There's a theme going here. In fact, I'm going to tell you why I got a pair of white shoes up here in just a minute. All right. Someone else, why do you want to make more money?
Retirement planning.
I love it. Okay. So the fact is that we need to make more money in our business, correct? Because there's all kinds of things. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Do you remember that there's a financial spoke on that wheel of life? All right. And life stands for living in freedom every day. And there's no freedom in being broke and in debt and not having enough money to live the life that you want to live. So we're going to talk about administration. If you want to turn to the last page in your book, administration is everything you do to track your numbers. And phenomenal administration gives you the vital stats that you need to get the proper feedback on your journey. So watch this. Your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. You're on a journey. And guess what? We need to track. We need to focus on where we're going, implement, and track. Focus, implement, and track. You don't know how you're doing. You're basically driving blind without numbers. Okay? So I want you to imagine something. Imagine that you're flying a 747, and our memberships are 747, 777, 787. And the reason that we use those numbers is because one of my favorite vehicles is a jet, a passenger jet. And the reason is because I want to take a lot of people a long way. See, the vehicles that you choose are dependent upon the size of your goals, right? So if you have big goals, you need bigger vehicles. If you don't have any goals, you can use it, you know, you could have a unicycle. That'll just do fine. You know, we just go around in circles in this room. Now, a unicycle might be fun. I might even buy one of those one of these days. And actually, a bicycle is the thing that's my favorite vehicle. As a matter of fact, we're about 6 weeks away from our dream home being finished in Destin, Florida. And one of the decisions I've already made is that I'm going to go back to being a kid again, because one of the things that I did when I was a kid is I took bicycles and I like tricked them out. Now, the only problem was that when I was a kid, I took a hacksaw and I like, you know, cut forks off of bicycles. And then how many of you had like a bike that you extended the forks out and then the front wheel was way out there, you know, had a high bar. Now, the only problem is when I was a kid, I used other people's bikes, if you know what I mean. In other words, I didn't buy those bikes. I kind of like borrowed those bikes, if you know what I mean. If you know, you guys catching the drift? Okay. So when I get to my beach house in Destin, Florida, by the end of June, I already have plans for a whole bunch of bicycles. So I already own a beach bike. It's called a fat bike, and it has big fat tires on it. And you can ride it on the beach, right? But you got to ride it on the hard part. I got a friend down there who has an electric motor on her bike, okay? So I'm going to put an electric motor on this beach bike so I can just like, I got 3.5 miles of unspoiled beach. I'm just going to like cruise down the beach. Then there's another bike that's right up the road that I'm going to buy that has like a big container on the front of it, right? So I can go down there to the farmer's market and I can pile up all my organic stuff on there. So I'm going to have all these bikes. And that's my favorite vehicle is a bicycle. All right, so the thing is that you got to have a system. You got to have tracking systems. This is the cockpit of a 747. Looks complicated, doesn't it? How many of you would be able to get in that cockpit right now and drive that and fly that plane? One guy, okay? Dominic has a phenomenal, several phenomenal companies. He's in the aviation business, so he's got helicopters and airplanes. We had a Destin Dream Day together a couple weeks ago, flew his plane down there, and I was like, I like people who own their own plane, you know what I mean? And so the thing is that this is a learnable skill. In fact, we have an Inner Circle member who is a pilot for one of the major airlines now, and he knows how to fly one of these things. So this is a learnable skill. One of the best things that Brian Tracy said is that success is a learnable skill. Tracking your numbers is a learnable skill. Now, you may or may not be the person who does it on a day-to-day basis. I have a guy by the name of Scott Zach, and a penny doesn't move on the planet without that guy knowing about it. He's a high C, and that's exactly the guy that you want in that cockpit, correct? To do the tracking. All right. Every company on planet Earth has only 5 numbers. Every business, in whether it's brand new, small, large, any country in the world, if it's in existence, it only has 5 numbers, all right? Sales, everything that all the revenue that you bring in from everything that you do, your cost of goods sold, and that's what's consumed in actually producing the product, and then your gross profit. And the most important thing to do is to understand what your gross profit percentage is, because that's how you're going to create your sales goal. And then you have your fixed expense. That's everything that doesn't really change much, whether you do $1 or $1 million in business, that overhead's going to stay the same. The fixed expense is going to stay the same, all right? Then you have your net, which is the most important. So I want you to think for just a moment. Think about, over the next 12 months, what do you want that number to be? How much money do you want to make? What could you do with more money? For me, I love to give away money. For me, I got a big dream that's almost here. I got more dreams. I got big dreams. And by the way, how much money are you supposed to make? All of Ted's at all. He's sitting up here at the front real close. And man, we're talking about money. Now I'm going to sit up here and I want all of it. All right, how much money are you supposed to have? As much as you can, a lot, okay. All right, I'm going to share something with you. I shared it with this group over here yesterday. I probably shared it with you before. Very profound, okay. You ready for it? You might want to write this down. I'm going to tell you exactly how much money you're supposed to make and exactly how much money you're supposed to have right now. You ready? The amount of money that you're supposed to make and the amount of money that you're supposed to have is the amount of money that you're supposed to make and the amount of money that you're supposed to have. Somebody's over here going, I didn't get that. Do you have a vision for your life? Have you designed your business as a vehicle to help you fund your ideal life goals? Have you thought about what that business is supposed to do for you. See, this is, I wrote a book called Phenomenal Success Stories, and I put a success is simple. It's just not easy. And the simple thing is that decide what your life goals are, get clear on that, figure out what the vehicle it needs to be, that's your business, what that needs to look like. And if you have a vision for your life, then you know how much money you're supposed to have. We had a little prayer meeting in there just a few minutes ago, and I'm a believer. And, you know, people get weird when you talk about money. Religious people get weird when you talk about money. Well, Jesus didn't own anything. Yeah, but money was involved in the mission, wasn't it? Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a money bag to get stolen by Judas. Someone once said that it took a lot of money to keep Gandhi poor. Got to think about that one for a little while. I know it's early in the morning, but, you know, that's almost like a Tom Ziegler thing, you know. Man, he was so happy that Alexander finally graduated college. I mean, he was just thrilled. Not because of the accomplishment, but because she can do that. That's easy. Because he kept saying he was suffering from malnutrition. Okay? So now his income's going to go, like, way up. Alexander's back there going, like, you know. He said it, not me. I'm just repeating what the boss man said. All right, so here's the deal. A business without a profit is just a hobby. And if you have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job, that ain't a very good hobby, all right? So I want to encourage you that if you're not in touch with your numbers, you get with Ellen Rohr, you get on the Inner Circle webcast, on the Inner Circle site, you get with your coach, install QuickBooks, and I want to see you tracking your profit and loss, reviewing that every single week. See, if you review your income statement, your profit and loss after the month is over, you can't change it, okay? What you want to do is you want to track it as you're going to see, okay, if we get to the 20th of the month, then we might need to throw out an extra promotion or something like this. We need to be planning in advance. So we're going to track those five numbers. And what I personally do is when I do my business planning is I take those five numbers, I decide what I want that to look like for this year, and I track every month based on the previous year. So my scorecard is how did we do last year, and how are we doing this year compared to last year? So our goal every single year is to make more sales and more profit, period, end of story. If that's not happening, something's wrong. Because as you tweak your business, as you buy better and you lower that overhead, you lower that cost of doing business, you figure out more ways to make more sales, then it should get better and better and better, not worse. But the only way you know is if you're tracking. If you're not tracking your numbers, you're literally driving blind. So can you imagine flying that jet or driving your car and not even being able to see where you're going? And that's many times how we're running our business. So I want you to track your profit and loss. You also want to track leads. We're in a digital world today, so you want to get something like Google Analytics on your website, because the first thing that people do today is they go to your website when they meet you. Is that true? When you meet someone, what do you do? What's your company name? First thing they do is they look you up, and they're looking for reviews. They're looking for any bad press. They look at your website, and if your website isn't what it needs to be, then you're already affecting your brand. So you want to get Google Analytics or get somebody like SMT to measure your web traffic, all right? So you want to track leads. You want to track sales by category. You want to track sales by source. Track upsells, track the average order, track your closing rates, and track production, all right? What I mean by sales by category is how many of you have more than one service or product that you offer, okay? So you need to know what the sales are in those categories. Are they growing? Let me give you a little tip, something that I learned the hard way. Brian also said something else that was very interesting and powerful the other day. Sometimes you're selling something that people don't want. So don't take the thing that's not selling and put all your effort into, oh, let's make this work because you're in love with it. You take the thing that's selling and market the market at like at the, I couldn't think of a word, but, you know, just market it to the hill because that's what people want. So just sell more of that. It's easier. It's easier. What's selling? Sell more of that. That's probably showing you what your niche is, what your specialty is, what you're really good at. And I go through this when I coach clients. I go through this all the time. So we're comparing those service categories year over year. All right. Then you got to track sales by source. How much repeat business do you have? How many referrals are coming in? And what are you getting on any direct advertising that you're investing? So these are three simple buckets, all right? And then upsells, that's the most profitable sale ever made. So we got to track the upsells. Peter Drucker said, anything measured improves. So just focusing on it will help you improve it because then you're going to do something about it. It's called focus, implement, and track. Can we say that together? Focus, implement, track.
Focus, implement, track.
Focus, implement, track.
Focus, implement, track.
I'm going to write a book called FTI one of these days. Subtitle, How to Get Fit. Get your business fit. All right, how about average order? What's that going to do for you? If you have an average project, average order, average client spend, or whatever, now what you can do is you can start doing a little bit of planning. You can say, okay, what if we raise our, I have a spreadsheet on this, by the way. What if I raise my price by 10% and I lose 10% of my sales volume based on my percentage, my gross profit percentage, what does that do to my net? See, what I'm all about is adding so much value that we can make more money while working less. It's not that I don't like to work. In fact, I was up at 3:45 this morning, ready to go, anxious to go, couldn't wait to go. But the thing is that I want to work smart, not just hard. See, if I work smarter, but I also work hard, I'm going to get farther down the road quicker. It's not because I don't want to work. It's because I want to get maximum impact. And the fact is that most small business owners are working way too hard for the money that they're making. Some small business owners aren't making more than, if you're losing money, you're making less than a dishwasher. I'm just saying. It's true. If you're losing money, so we got to pay attention to this because this will get you where you're wanting to go. Track closing rates. How many sales presentations did you do? How many phone calls did you take? And how many people bought? That's another thing that we need to be tracking. And then, of course, tracking production. How many redos did you have? What's your hourly rate? How long did it take to do the project? So on and so forth. Okay? Now, all of this is on the Inner Circle website. There's a little more detail even in our home study course, and I want to encourage you to go there. I just wanted to finish out your book for you, and you can use the bottom part of that to do your simple dimple budgeting process in there. But I want to get our next presenter up. But before I do that, I want to share with you what I'm doing with my profit. Would you like to see it? Would you like to learn how to make more money?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you like to learn how to reach your biggest dreams in life? I'm writing a book right now called Discover Your Phenomenal Dream, 17 Principles of Reaching Your Biggest Dreams in Life. And I've reached a lot of dreams. And I'm thankful for that. I don't boast about that. I'm very grateful for that. The reason that there's 17 principles is because my wife and I were in a store in Captiva Island, Florida, and they had our favorite furniture, which is like this custom-made artistic sticks furniture. I don't know if you know the brand or not, but it literally has quotations in it, right? So like I bought this beautiful table that has take long walks on the beach, you know, play in the sand. I was like, this is my table. The amazing thing about it is that I didn't realize it until later. It literally has my dream almost perfectly laid out on there. It's really eerie and scary. But anyway, in the store, they had these stairs that had quotes in it. And we were talking to the lady, and she said, oh, you can get these custom made. So we have these beautiful, artistic, custom-made, custom-carved stairs that are going in our dream home, and there's 17 stairs. So I said, okay, let me get out on the beach and get my notebook out. And so I called through all the things that I've done over the years and the dreams that I've been able to reach and all that kind of stuff, and I decided on 17 different principles. Not necessarily steps, but principles for these stairs. And when I got this contract with McGraw-Hill, I still had an obligation to write another book for the minor publisher that I'm with. And I said, okay, what book could I write really quick and get it out and turn it pretty quick? So I decided to write this book called Discover Your Phenomenal Dreams, 17 Principles to Reach Your Biggest Dreams in Life. And it'll be coming out soon. I'm hoping to have it by the Destin Dream Retreat. So our next stop is the 2017 Destin Dream Retreat, where I'm going to share with you how to reach your biggest dreams in life. And those of you that have been to the Destin Dream Retreat know how powerful it is. But this year, it's going to be even richer, even deeper, because I've spent a whole year thinking about the last one and writing this book. It's just going to be amazing. So what I have done with my profits is I have pursued my dream. 20 years ago, I found this property. It's a long story. You'll hear more about the story later on. But 3.5 miles of unspoiled beach, a lake in the back. This is our lot right here. So we have a lake right here. And I just walk down that little walkway to the beach. And it's 3.5 miles this way. This is what my beach looks like. This is what I call the dream beach, 3.5 miles of unspoiled beach, beautiful white sand dunes. And the water literally looks like this. I took that with my iPhone, and this is not an unusual scene in the evening. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? So I worked on this goal for 20 years, and I finally bought the property in 2010, and it all started with this little vision board, this little poster of the Seaside Post Office. I'm going to teach you how to do a vision board. I'm going to teach you 7 different ways to dream, and you're literally going to draw and imagine your dream at the Destin Dream Retreat. I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you exactly how I did it. You may say, I don't have a dream. You're going to have a dream. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. So that was my little dream board. And what you see behind me right there is our dream home that will be completed in about 6 weeks. And those of you that are in 777, we're going to have a little reception over there. So the 2017 Destin Dream Retreat is July 27th. Through 29th, you have a flyer on your table right there. And when you sign up for it today, you're going to save $50. So you can sign up for $97 a person. And the reason that's less expensive than this hotel is because the hotel that we use down there doesn't charge as much for food and beverage. Also, the only thing we charge for our events is just what it costs us, literally. We don't make any money on the VIP ticket that you purchase. But what we want to encourage you to do is this is a family event, okay? We want you to bring your whole family, let them play on that beach. We do a sandcastle building contest. It's amazing. And when you sign up today, you can sign up your whole family, $97 a person, includes lunch 2 days. It's the 3-day event, the 27th through 29th. Those of you that are in 777, we meet on the 26th, and we're going to do John Maxwell's Intentional Living, best book he ever wrote, best program that he ever created. Also, we have some extra copies of Eat That Frog. So when you sign up today, for each ticket that you buy, we're going to give you an extra copy of Eat That Frog. And one of the things that eventually we'll do in the inner circle is we'll probably go through that book, because this is implementation right here, Eat That Frog. So the Destined Dream Retreat is just going to be off the chart. So I want to encourage you to sign up for that. And that's the reason that I have these white shoes up here. A friend of mine, I was at the beach with a friend of mine, Dave Kaufman, in Sarasota, Florida. And he shows up wearing these white Skips. I was like, man, dude, I got to have some of those. And I go to Destin. He said, don't worry, I'll order some for you. So John Michalitas hand-delivered them for me today. So I'm about to get ready for the Destin Dream Retreat. Okay, that's why I got these up here. All right, so if you'll get that filled out, turn it in to the folks. It's going to go up to $147 per person after today. So if you want to save, if two of you are coming, then you're going to save $100. If you're bringing your family, you're going to save more than that. So we're talking about money right now. So find every way that you can save money so that you can go to the beach with me, so that you can go to Destin. Oh, hold on. Man, I got a hole in my sock. What's up with that? Well, who needs socks? But I'm not taking my socks off in front of y'all.
They don't fit, I'll wear them.
Okay. They don't, I don't think they do fit. But you know what, Tyrone? Listen to me. When you're at the beach, you just cut the back of them out. You know what I'm saying? No, like, no, Michael, like, no, you don't do that. What's wrong with Dave Cobbin, man? Go give me some shoes that don't fit. I told him what my size were. See, he bought them at one of those discount websites, you know what I'm saying? This is bad, man, when you see you decide to do something that you haven't practiced. That's right. Is it the socks? Yeah, you don't wear socks at the beach, do you? I like how they look, though. Hey, John, can you take these back to Dave and tell him to return them for me and get my the right size? Yeah, I'm hungry, man. Tell them to send me a sandwich, too. Okay, good. All right, so who's going to join me in Destin? Huh? Yeah, you guys ready to go? Okay. So I'll see you at the beach. Thank you so much for putting up with me for a couple of days, and I'm going to welcome our next speaker up here. Those of you, by the way, that have Infusionsoft, if you'll just slip through that door back there. If you already own Infusionsoft, just go right through there. They're going to have a workshop in there. As a matter of fact, that's what I use to track all the numbers that I just showed you. I use QuickBooks and Infusionsoft. They talk to each other. It's amazing. And I want to invite Darren to come up here, and he's going to show you how to automate your marketing and sales as soon as he's done. Okay? So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in Destin. I'll get some white shoes that fit. I have a white suit too, but it wasn't, it was wrinkled up, and so I didn't wear it.